start. You can begin again, and I want to show you how.
You Can Begin Again, available now from Joyce Meyer Ministries.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Hi, this is Dennis of the Home Times, a good little newspaper for God and country. I want to send you a copy. To receive Home Times, I'm available at 888-439-3509. I believe we have a powerful weapon for righteousness at our disposal, prayer. Let's put God in control. To receive Home Times, I'm available at 888-439-3509. 888-439-3509.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
How we see is rooted in our thoughts. You better get your eyes off your circumstances. You better get your eyes off of your last defeat. You better get your eyes off of your last mess up. You better get your eyes off of the last time you were persecuted and you're holding on to stuff. Let all that stuff go. Keep a pure heart so you can see God coming towards you. You can see that all these things are just working together. We don't understand it all, but God gives you to understand some things. And you can see, oh, I see why that happened. My God, Lord, forgive me. I was complaining. I was mad. I was wanting to fight. I was doing, and you were working that out for me all the time. Sometimes he don't let you get that because he got to get your thought pattern so you can see this. When Elijah went to Zarephath, he left from Jerusalem way out there to a widow woman, insignificant. Had the sentence of death on her life. But God said, go to Zarephath, for there I have commanded. Do you know God has commanded some stuff for you? I said, do you know that God has commanded some stuff through people? And you know what? They don't even have to like you. They don't even have to know you. But God says, I've commanded them. Tell me God's not in control. And if they don't want to cooperate, they got to deal with God. That's why stuff starts falling apart. Your enemy will come to you. Y'all ain't hearing. I said your enemy will come to you. That deal he didn't want to work out with you, baby, back then. When God get through with him, he's going to have a better deal. Moses said, let my people go. God said, let them go. Moses said, who is God? This God you serve. I say he was real adamant, hard-headed, stubborn, rebellious, but when God got through with him, he said, get out of here. Moses, get out of here. Take everything you want. Just get this. Leave us. We want all your gold and silver. Take it. Just go, please. Just go. When God get through, but he's got to have people walking by faith, putting faith value on things. You see, that over there may not be the best, but it'd be what God has for right now. But it's going to lead me to the best. God will try you like that in order to build your faith, in order to get you to move by faith. Because see, what's over there will open a door that the door ain't over here. The door is over there. And you inquired. You went and sowed a seed. You went and did something. And all of a sudden, you see a door starting to open up that has a wealth of abundance over here. Possibility. Abundance. Because you put faith value on it. You got to know that you are somebody. You are a child of God. You are blessed. You are favored. And therefore, people are going to favor you. You got to know that people are going to favor you. Stop struggling with how you look, what you don't have. the condition of your situation. God has beautified you, the meek with salvation. There's something beautiful about you, something wonderful about you. Hello. You need to kick low self-esteem out of the window, out of the house, out of your job, out of your mind. Somebody shout, I'm a child of God. Therefore, I qualify. No goodness of my own. God has qualified me. I am not righteous because I'm so good. I'm the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ. And all that Jesus is, I have received. How the Father sees Jesus, he sees me too. My God. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. Just like he sees Jesus, he sees me. You don't see me any less on another scale. No, I'm in Christ. Christ is seated at the right hand. I'm there with him. I have access. I have boldness. I have grace to help in time of need. Whatever I need, whenever I need it. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, your affliction is a light affliction. Why? How do I know? Because the Bible says so. I said, because the Bible says so. Whatever cross you have to bear, God has given you a grace for it. You don't bear the cross I bear. I don't bear the cross you bear. But whatever you bear, God has given you a grace for it. God has given you sufficient strength. God's given you wisdom. Amen. Because your affliction is a light affliction. And you know what? It is but for a moment. I said it's but for a moment. It's like a woman laboring to bear a child or to birth a child. There's pain, there's labor, there's stress, there's all kinds of things going on. But once the child is born, and the Bible says this, that all that sorrow is forgotten for the joy of what's been birthed. Well, that's your light affliction. While you are in the midst of it, let God form character. You look into the eye of the storm and put some faith value on it. Say, you know what? This thing ain't defeating me. Like Job, all the days of my appointed time, if I have to, I'm gonna wait till my change come, because my change is coming. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I wait because my God is on the throne. My God is in control. My God is the puppet master. He's orchestrating everything. It's not him, his inability to orchestrate. How much have I allowed him to purify my heart? How much have I allowed him to root in my thought processes? His word. That's what this thing is all about. God can change anything, anytime, anywhere, anyhow, any moment. But it's not about that. You are his prized possession. You are his trophy of grace. You are his peculiar one. His living epistle. So he's concerned with us. And so the sooner I allow and begin to put faith value on stuff, the sooner I enter into inheritance. Let's look at verse 18. Verse 17, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working. Understand that. Your affliction is working. In other words, God has employed your affliction. Devil ain't got no authority here. You're a child of God. Your authority is the Lord. Jesus is the authority over your life, not the devil. And peradventure, if God chooses to use or allow something, it's because he's in control. He's measured it out. He's put an expository date on it and says, okay, you can go this far and then go no further. Hello? Why? Because he's employed that affliction because it's working something. And ultimately what it's working is to purify your heart. How many know fire purifies? There's certain stuff you can wash and wash and wash and you can never get it clean. You know, you can wash clothes and pretty much you can get them clean. You can get stains out. But when it comes to metal, precious metals, gold, silver, you can wash that all you want. Scrub it down with all kind of stuff. Lye soap. Remember lye soap? That's the soap went in our mouth when we lied. That was in our house. Certain things is not going to be purified. But when fire, put gold in fire. I'm not talking about on the stove. I'm talking about put it in a furnace where it heats up till the very content and form and shape of that gold starts to take another form. It starts to get soft. But guess what? While it's in the fire, getting soft. I worked at a place where we worked with heavy metal like that. We had to put it in a furnace. And when you put it in the furnace, we had these long thongs about to the keyboard, where you grab this and you had the, you know, and you put it in the fire. You couldn't get too close to the fire. You'd be like them that threw the Hebrew boys in there. And you wore a face mask, you wore all this heavy stuff and put it in because that furnace was hot. And you watched that metal take on another form. It turned orange, then it turned white. It was blue, but it was hot. And once it got to a certain time, then you take it out. And then you roll it down to this place, and then you put it in this water. But the water could not do what the fire would do. Amen. Now, our faith is like gold. The analogy of gold tried in a fire. It's not like scrubbing a garment by the brook. It's the analogy of gold in a fire. So there's some stuff that comes into your life that's like a fire. But remember, it's only a light affliction. But for a moment. And God has employed it. One wonderful thing about God is that he'll never leave you in a fire too long. The goldsmith, the silversmith, expert at their craft. You've heard the story of the silversmith. He leaves the silver in the middle of the fire until he can see his reflection. Once he sees his reflection, he knows it's pure, and he brings it out. Well, the same way with the Lord. He puts you in the fire. You don't go through fires for nothing. Oh, I'm in another trial. Why? Because there's some stuff in you that God has to get out of you in order for what he has for you to do and the people that he wants you to influence. So he puts you in there until he sees himself. When he sees his reflection, says, okay, bring him out. People tend to burn food sometimes, you know, burn stuff. You go and be thinking about something else. God don't do that. The only reason why you stay in a fire seems like too long, because you holding on to something. Amen. He's trying to get it out of you. The fire steady burning. You holding on. There's come time where you let go. See, pure gold is soft. When it's hard, it has aloe in it. It has nickel, it has cadmium, it has finite. It has a lot of stuff in there that need to be brought out because it's not pure. And see, that's where a lot of saints are sometimes. They have a lot of stuff. They love God, but they got to be purified.
We are continuing in part 8 of our series entitled The Faith Crisis. Today's message, at faith value. We have to be open before the Lord, as 2 Corinthians 3:18 points out. As a saint of God, we cannot allow anything to stand between us and God. We must maintain a personal relationship with him. 2 Corinthians 4:15 states, "For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God." That the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. God has commanded some stuff and people for our lives. Our afflictions are light and they are temporary. Afflictions only come to help purify our hearts.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.